Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 7, The Revelation, Part 1.
Nothing mattered anymore. I mean, why go on fighting? I lost the whole reason I'd been fighting for. What's the point of living in a world when a little boy gets shot down in cold blood in the subway tunnel? What kind of God would let that happen? What kind of savior? Not the kind of God I wanted to follow.
Believer enters Sanctum. Paul consoles Lucian.
Lucian, listen to me. Do you hear me, Lucian? Lucian, listen closely. There is no sadness in what happened, Lucian. Do you understand? Amos has gone to heaven. Our glorious father has opened his arms wide for the boy. Into his arms he takes the blessed children, especially the children who die fighting in his name. Do you understand, Lucian? Amos is in heaven. Heaven, Lucian. Amos is in heaven.
Screw heaven.
Lucian, surely you don't mean.
I mean it very well. What kind of low-down son of a bitch God would take him like that? Why would he spare a lout like me and take the boy? If that's the kind of God you follow, well, I quit.
Lucian, you don't mean this.
I mean it.
You need to trust the bigger picture, Lucian. You need to have faith in God's plan.
I don't.
This is a test. This is merely God testing you, Lucian, and how you act now determines whether your soul continues on its way to heaven or is tainted by the other path.
I told you, I don't care.
Behold, then, the Lord did speak to Abraham and said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering.
No!
Yes, Lucian. The Lord has asked this sacrifice before. The Lord is testing you. Do you have it, Lucian? Do you have what it takes to stand what the Lord asks of you?
No God would ask this of anyone.
Yes, he would. If you do not understand this, well, then you do not truly understand faith, my son. Surely you have listened to what I have said all of these times. For glory to triumph, a lamb is needed, a sacrifice. Blood must spill to wash away that of the wicked.
No, not like this.
Did you not kneel beside me and accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you not accept his sacrifice, the blood of the one and only Son of God? Did you not wash away your life as a wicked sinner? Speak, Lucian. Did you not accept Jesus as the one and only Son of God?
If Jesus is the one and only Son of God, what does that make you?
Jesus. Reborn.
That seems a little funny, though, don't you think? I mean, the same guy coming back after a couple of thousand years?
This is the prophecy in the book of Revelations.
You got some memories from back then? Like what was it like in Bethlehem growing up? What was the name of the Pharisee that kicked you out of the temple? Tell me, what was it like? Your first life, Jesus?
Lucian, I see that your soul is troubled. Do not break. We need you. The Lord needs you more than ever. We have attained the glory, the power of the true wrath, and now we can bring the Lord's sword down on the unbelievers. You stand on the righteous path now, Lucian. Do not lose your way. Your mind weighs heavy. Pray on it, Lucian. Ask the Lord for guidance, and be sure to come to chapel tonight. It will be a glorious moment. There is much for us to share. Pray on it, Lucian.
You pray on it, you self-righteous bastard.
Outside the chapel.
How is he?
Troubled, Job. His soul is troubled.
I worry about him. His loss is great, but his soul may not be as strong as we had hoped. We saw him traffic with that blasphemer. I dare not say it, but...
He is our greatest soldier, Job. He will be strong. Watch.
We're the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners were slain.
Lucian. It is good to see you. I'm so, so sorry for what happened.
Are you now?
My only gladness is that Amos accepted Jesus into his heart. Now he's resting in heaven with our Lord the Father. Soon, Lucian, you will be reunited. The Lord will join us here. He will ride a white stallion, and the dead shall live again.
And what if they don't?
Faith will sustain you, my son. Faith, and faith alone. Will you partake of the sacrament with me?
What, just you and me?
With this bread, you eat of the body of the Lamb. Won't you, Lucian? Lucian?
Yeah, sure.
Father, we sing your praises for the redeemed Lord Jesus, whose coming has been foretold, and whose time of wrath is at hand. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lucian.
Hey, Lucian.
Queenie.
We need to talk.
I don't feel like talking.
Lucian, you're in danger.
I don't care.
You should. I think these people are about to do something very bad.
Yeah. How could you do something worse than leaving a kid to die in the soup?
Look. See this?
What are those? Pills?
They shoved them down my throat. I think to get me to shut up. I only pretended to swallow. Do you hear me?
They tried to drug you?
Not just me. While I was there, the cook stopped in and got a bunch. I think everyone is a little drugged. What about you, Lucian? Have you eaten anything lately?
Job said, Oh, that rat.
Hey, Lucian. Stick with me. It's you and me. You took me away from my people. You told me we would be safe here. But we didn't all get here, did we? And it's not safe, is it? You owe me, Lucian. It's your job to get me back home.
Why me?
Because you're the only hope I've got.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lie down. I will cling to the old rugged cross. In exchange
tonight, believers, we see the results of our tireless toil in the name of Jesus. For the Lord has seen fit to deliver into our hands the weapon of his wrath, the weapon which shall cleanse the city of all the unbelievers, the weapon which shall wipe away the scourge of darkness and leave purity in its wake. Job, bring the covenant to us. We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. This is the moment we have been waiting for, believers. This is the moment for which you have united behind me. This is the duty for which the Lord has seen fit to wash away your sins in the blood of his only begotten Son, me. And it is the reason why I have returned to this wicked land. It is the moment, my children, that we must deliver this wrath into the heart of the wicked city. We must step into the center of Sodom and Gomorrah and unleash the lake of fire. But the Father's wrath works in mysterious ways, children.
Mysterious ways.
Our Lord has seen fit to lock this weapon. A riddle protects it against the unrighteous, but we must pray for guidance. We must pray for a sign to unlock this weapon for us. So, I must ask, who then believes most in the Lord Jesus? Who will stand with me now and put the power of prayer to work for this righteous cause?
Me!
Lucian! Oh, Lucian, you have returned to us. Believers, thank the courage of Lucian. Believers, Lucian may be the strongest among you. It is he whom the Lord has tried the most. The Lord saw fit to take back into his arms the child Amos, to whom Lucian had grown attached, to whom Lucian may even have looked at like a son. Lucian doubted. Can I say that, Lucian?
Yes, Paul.
For a moment he doubted the Lord's plan. But his faith, it stands. He has seen the wisdom in the Lord's test, and his faith is as strong as the concrete which sits at the base of this mighty temple. And now, he stands to be the first to fight for the Lord. This is a warrior for Christ.
Can I get a praise Jesus?
Praise Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Lord, celebrate your warrior. Can we shout out a praise for Warrior Lucian?
Warrior Lucian!
Yeah, Paul. Just one thing.
Yes, my son.
Your God can go to hell!
Oh! No!
The hell with your God! Your God of fire and brimstone and blood? Your God who kills little boys and wants to blow up the whole city? What kind of God is that? Tell me! What kind of God is that?
Blasphemer! Blasphemer! He speaks ill of the Lord Jesus Christ, even at his own temple!
Lucian!
So that's how it's gonna be? You're gonna shoot me for telling the truth? Well, come and get me then!
Stop! Do not fire weapons in the shadow of the Lord's wrath! You might destroy the weapon!
I'll destroy all of it! All this palace of self-righteousness can come right down on your heads!
He is the possessed by the beast! He has!
I'll destroy this bomb if it's the last thing I
do. Lucian!
No! Get your hands off of her!
Who said that, Mr. Lila? You have brought Samson in league with the beast!
Lucian!
Get your hands off!
The Lord speaks! The Lord speaks!
Get her! Get the girl! The beast! You must stop the beast!
Not so fast!
You slovenly devil! Get off me, blasphemer! Get off me and go to hell! Do you not see what God has delivered down upon us?
Yeah, the end of days! For you at least! Queenie.
Yeah?
Let's go.
After you, blasphemer.
Come on, no time to be joking.
I'm not. This way.
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
For Christ's sake, Luke, get through the fence.
I can't, I'm caught.
God, move it. All right, who's next? Sarah, get your boy.
I dropped something.
Forget it.
Mom!
Okay, Luke, I'm coming.
Mom!
Run for it! Luke, run for the refuge!
I can't! It's too far!
Run or die, kid!
You can do it, Luke. Follow me.
Mark!
Where the hell are you going?
We're going to the refuge, Luke. Now run! Run!
Leaky Tap Bar, Borderton, front room.
All right, so, you got any cold beer?
Are you kidding, lady?
Hey, Ryan, she's a VIP. Get her some from the special stash.
That the way of it?
Don't make me say it twice.
On the house.
Thanks. Oh. That's good. Few men still know how to brew beer these days. You'll need something to wash that whiskey down with.
You wear it well.
Huh?
The whiskey.
You coming on to me?
Sorry? Oh, the door don't swing that way.
That's too bad. I like you.
Yeah, well, don't get attached.
How's traveling with the Prophet?
It's all right.
Takes guts. Coming all the way here from... Where you from?
North.
Like...
North.
Leaving your hideaway to come visit the likes of us. Takes guts.
Or a lot of stupid. I haven't figured out which it is yet.
So how is it up there?
Milk and honey.
Come on. Play me straight.
What's there to say? You live in a hollowed-out city, and we're hiding out in the woods. We've had our troubles.
And, say some people came looking to join you.
We'd shoot your ass. Sorry, nothing personal.
No offense taken.
I better be going.
Just one thing.
Not interested.
Let me make an offer.
Thanks for the beer.
Have it your way. I was gonna let your kids live.
Yeah, what's that? Beers hit me hard. What did you just say? I thought...
Them's our boys outside, looking for a sign. We got Prophet. The rest of you? Well, what's it worth to you?
Come closer and I'll show you.
In the back.
I've missed you, John. I've missed you so much.
So now you see the game.
Can't got your tongue, John.
I saw it all.
What's that? John?
So that's the game. I see. What was I worth, Michael? Michael! Speak to me straight.
It's not so much money as a difference in visions, John. Pie-in-the-sky dreams or cold, hard cash? Let's be honest, your vision is a tad unrealistic. I assume you've learned by now that the Republic has undergone some transitions. They were your enemy, John. And do you know why? Because they were just like you.
Get him and get the hell out. You didn't pay me enough to hear a speech.
Oh, I think you'll want to stay to listen to this one, Michael. John. Richard thought one little pilot could take you out. I knew better. You're resourceful, but a little too trusting. Zeke, help me with John.
Zeke, you don't have to do this.
I know.
What happened before, in the sewers, it didn't change anything. How I feel about you.
It changed everything.
Damn it, you're better than this. All we stood for. You were right there with me.
Stop talking.
John, what are we going to do? You said you'd protect me.
I told you, Abraham, I foresaw all of this.
Stand, John. Good. Hands on the head. Zeke, tie him up.
Where'd you get that scar, Zeke?
Shut up.
It looks bad.
Shut up!
He'd rather not talk.
Yeah. Abraham.
Yeah?
Close your eyes.
Christ, Sully, drop the flash bomb!
Get the hell away from me, you crazy bitch!
What did you say about my children? What'd you say?
Someone get this crazy bitch off me! Jesus!
Let her go, lady!
Oh, you wanna point that thing at me? I'll cut her throat and not blink an eye. What game are you playing, girl?
You're too late! The wheels have been set in motion. Come on, let me go. I'll buy you another beer.
Christ, what the hell was that?
Can't see!
Sam, look!
What the hell?
John, down!
Eat this!
John, go! I'll cover you.
Like hell you will!
Oh!
Sam!
Hell with you too, Prophet!
Crap, Sam! You gotta get Abraham out of here!
I got my own problem!
Sam!
Why such a hurry, John? Get him, Zeke!
You want a tangle, honey?
Big gun you got there. You know how to use it?
Don't need to aim too well with Big Mama. One squeeze and your face is hamburger.
And you go down with me. Looks like we're in an old Western standoff.
Try me. So you want to be on top? Stick my thumbs in those pretty eyes!
You crazy... You crazy little... Sorry, sister.
Bridget! Damn it, sister, speak to me!
It's time to split, John. We gotta get the kids.
Not as easy as it sounds. Get me that bitch. She killed my sister.
Calm yourself, Michael. It's my game. Come on, John. What do you say? Take it 10 paces? Why not play this little game like the Wild West it is?
Make another move and I'll kill you, Saul.
Use those bullets. Use those bullets right up.
On the count of three, Abraham.
John, I can't.
Sam!
Yeah, I got my 9mm ready. Now run for God's sake.
1, 2, 3!
Fire faster!
Zeke,
I have him.
John!
Sam, go on without me! Protect Abraham!
Damn you, John!
Please, please, you've got to help me. We've got to get out of here.
Pull your sidearm, John. I can lay some cover down to buy you a few seconds. These assholes left my rifle around here somewhere.
Take Abraham and go. Sorry, Sam.
Damn it. John, pull yourself together.
There's no time. Get him out of here.
Now comes the good part.
Maria!
Outside the Leaky Tap Bar, in Borderton's Den of Thieves, a few moments earlier.
They've been in there a while.
They've got a lot to discuss, I guess.
Yeah, sure, but we're stuck out here with these...
losers?
Yeah, they sure are losers.
What do you make of all this?
What? Like, the city?
Well, yeah. It's a little... much.
I was here once, I think. When I was real young.
No.
Yes! I'm sure of it now.
Luke, could you just be quiet? Quiet!
Things were just starting to get bad then. I don't really remember. I do. My mom was trying to get help from my dad, but... yeah, but my dad wouldn't take the help.
Your real mom and dad? The ones before Sam and David?
Yeah.
And you remember this? Being here with them?
Yeah. Yeah, I have memories. They are dreams, too. It's confusing, but these aren't dreams. They really happened.
Do you think that helps us now?
It makes me not afraid. I'm finally beginning to feel not afraid.
Well, good. That makes one of us.
Mark?
If you're not scared, you're stupid. These people, they're weak. Weak of character, I mean, and desperate. And that makes them dangerous, too. Real dangerous.
It'll be fine. As soon as John gets this Abraham guy back, we'll get out of here and back to the boat. Crap, that's Mom.
Come on, we gotta help her.
Wait!
What?
We need an exit strategy.
Mark, my mom is in there.
Up there, see? People were keeping their eyes on us. Now they're gone.
Mark, don't be paranoid.
Pick your damn gun up, Maria, and open your eyes.
What? Yeah. Okay, thanks, Mark.
Hey, you kids better come with me. There's trouble.
What sort of trouble?
This way.
We're not going.
Oh, don't give me trouble, you piker. Michael says... Maria!
Luke, down!
Holy! Come on, down the alley!
Sorry, you were right, Mark.
No apologies. Let's just get the hell out of here.
How much ammo do you got?
2 cartridges loaded with 20 rounds each. There's plenty more in my bag, but I don't know if we'll have time to load up. Oh, what's going on in there?
It's not our problem.
The guys on the roof are one there and one...
All right, and over there, on the bank. We have to get back to the boat.
Maria, go look for a way out of here. I'll hold them off. Luke, we need you to find a rifle.
Look, I got this one.
It's a pea shooter. Maria, look for an escape. I'll hold them off.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Luke, down the alley. It looks like it comes out somewhere down here. Maybe we could get to a different street.
Maria, get away from that window! Maria!
Hate to cut a pretty throat like yours.
Offer, man!
Yeah, punk? You think you got it in you to-
Yeah!
Jesus, are you joking, kid?
Get off her! Get off her!
Mother Mary, you're gonna make me kill you, too!
Let go of her!
Fine, then. Watch as I rip off your testicles and shove them down your sister's throat.
Come get me.
Maria! Where the hell are you? Maria! Luke!
Mom! Back here!
Hurry! I can't hold these guys off!
Maria! Luke!
Stupid punk kid. Maybe I'll carve your face up nice.
Luke!
Mom! Mom!
Luke! Luke, I'm coming!
No, no, don't! No!
3 for 1 today.
Mom!
No!
Mom, behind you!
down, Maria! Mom!
Oh.
Luke, are you okay?
Yeah.
Maria?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Oh. Mom! Mom, please. Please, wake up!
Mom! Mom!
Maria! You have to help me! There's too many of them!
Yeah, Mark, hold on!
Give me your gun.
Mom.
Maria, give me your gun.
Yeah, but Mom, what are you... Mom, you can't!
I can do this. You want to die, you bastards? Then you've come to the right place.
Sam.
Get down!
Mickey, get your boys out of here.
Jesus Christ, who's that?
Oh,
who's next? Come on! Come on!
Jesus! It's not worth dying for this!
Too much more! I'll be here all night!
She's almost out of rounds. Come on!
Joshua!
It's just one!
Two women!
Maria!
Yes, Mom?
Up on the roof, TD Bank.
Where,
Shoot him!
I can barely see him. I got Mark's rifle, but his damn skull—
Shoot him, damn it!
Mom.
What the hell are you looking at?
Down stiffs are fair game here in the den.
She's not dead.
Ain't she now?
Leave us the hell alone!
Jesus.
Mom, Mom!
Get your ass out of here, girl.
Mom, they got you.
It doesn't matter. Leave me here and go.
Please, you've got to listen to her. We can't stay here. These people are crazy. I know, I've been staying with them.
Be quiet.
He's right. You've got to go. They got Prophet.
John?
Get the hell out of here before it gets any worse.
I'm not leaving you.
Luke, Maria, come to me.
Mom, no!
Come. Listen to me. I love you. I never took enough time to say it. I love you both. Thank you for everything. You two were the best thing that ever happened to me. Only thing I ask is, take care of each other. Keep yourselves alive.
Sam? Sam, when we were back there, you came for me first.
Yeah.
You never came for me first. Never before.
Luke, you were never second.
Mom.
Maria, we can't stay here.
Don't talk to me!
Luke, tell her.
Maria, look at me. We have to go.
What?
Maria.
What the hell do you want, Luke?
Maria, we better run.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhalgh. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.